Been to a movie lately? Maybe the Academy Awards ceremony inspired you to see Birdman or American Sniper. One of the biggest films in the country right now is 50 Shades of Grey.
Do you have any interests outside of work?
What about you? I'd like to know more about you.
There's really not much to know about me. Look at me.
I am.
This film is set in Seattle. Very little of it was actually made here.
The production shot here about 4 or 5 days. So what they did is they came in and they did what we call establishing shots in our industry, and they did all exteriors. So it looks like they are in Seattle, but actually that was shot in Vancouver.
That's Amy Lillard. She's the executive director of Washington Filmworks. It's a nonprofit that encourages film production in the state. Lillard says where a movie is made all comes down to tax breaks. She's pushing for a new policy that would increase the amount of tax incentives given to film productions here. Right now, Washington State can give out $3.5 million a year.
There are 39 states across the country right now with incentives in place. And Washington happens to be the fifth smallest fund in the country.
Of those 39.
And when you look within our region specifically, of course, everyone thinks immediately of Vancouver, BC. And that's great, right? But I really look to the south and to our neighbors in Oregon because they have a similar sized industry, similar infrastructure. And they have $10 million a year in their fund.
So three times what we have.
Three times what we have. And a tremendous success story. I mean, they have three network television series now between Grimm, The Librarian, and Portlandia. So that is year-round work for the crew, and people who know that that work's going to stick around, they're investing in infrastructure.
So under this bill, what would change?
So the bill would double the fund over the next 2 years and then take the fund to $10 million by the year 2019. And so at that level, we consider ourselves much more competitive on the national, in the national marketplace. I mean, while we talk a lot about Oregon, you know, projects can be shot anywhere. A script can be shot anywhere. And so people are looking at Washington, they're looking at New Mexico, they're looking at where is the best business place that I can go.
So they're not looking at the space needle in the trees. They're looking at where they can get the most bang for their buck. Is that what you're saying?
Well, locations become important, but the first calls are always about the business plan, if you will. And, you know, when producers or studio execs are budgeting films, their first consideration is incentive and the availability of those funds.
Amy, I have been around long enough that I remember the fight to get the $3.5 million fund in place. What has that done specifically to the film industry in the state, or for the film industry in the state, even that small pot?
Well, I think, of course, Washington Filmworks defines its success by the money that comes into the economy and the jobs that we create for the people who live here. So if you look just at the numbers for Filmworks, we have been able to support 101 projects, and those projects have spent $96.3 million in the economy. $44 million of that went directly into the pockets of Washington workers.
For what period is that exactly?
The program launched in February of 2007, and those numbers reflect activity between February of 2007 and the end of 2014.
A lot of people might be listening to our conversation thinking about tax incentives for an industry like the airline industry. Boeing got a big tax break at the beginning of 2014 to keep production of the 787, at least partially, in our region. How do the tax incentives for film work?
The key difference between our program and so many other incentives is not one single penny gets paid out until after the investment has been made in the economy and the jobs have been created. And that's such a huge difference. We have one of the most rigorous reviews in the country. And you have to show us every receipt, every payroll report, every time card to prove that you spent the money here before you get anything in return.
I'm talking with Amy Lillard. She's executive director of Washington Filmworks, and that is a statewide nonprofit that helps support the film industry. You turned work away, Amy. What is an example of something that is being shot and produced in Washington State?
Well, let's look at last year. Last year was banner year for the state film industry. Again, the return of an episodic series in Spokane called Z Nation. And then we had a fantastic production here called Captain Fantastic, which starred Viggo Mortensen. And, you know, that shot all over the western part of the state. And so we were, by the time that we approved those projects and a couple of commercials, we had exhausted the fund by May. So between May and December of last year, we were getting calls but couldn't get involved because we didn't have any incentive dollars left.
So if we increase the pot of money, are you saying we'd see an exponential increase in the amount of work that's here?
Well, there is certainly more demand than there is supply. To give you an idea about that, I currently have six projects that are interested in making their production in Washington State this year, and that would take $11.6 million in funding assistance. So really, we're turning business away.
Amy Lillard is executive director of Washington Filmworks. A bill currently in the state Senate would increase the amount of tax incentives given to filmmakers who produce their movies in Washington State.